and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog, Discord server, media group, Facebook group, Twittering, and that Instagram shite. So, this is going to be a short episode. Why? It is July 4th. My neighborhood is hopping. No, we don't have the Macy's July 4th fireworks this year.
But it sounds like it.
But it sounds like we are... Now, of course, I start the podcast, and of course, it quiets down, which is good. It's like... Oh, there we go.
Yay!
It's respectful, right? But, you know, we're basically celebrating the birth of a nation. All right? I guess, Not only do we have explosions in the background, we have drunken people screaming out. You know, it's funny, because when I think back, and it's like, have I seen stuff like this in RPGs? We celebrate holidays like this. I think back to the Lord of the Rings movie, the first one, The Fellowship. The opening scene... When Gandalf is coming into town, into the Shire, and he's celebrating Bilbo's birthday. Aren't they celebrating? Well, they're celebrating somebody's birthday. I'm not even sure if it was Bilbo's. But in any case, I gotta rewatch this. I told myself when I retired, I was gonna watch the three Lord of the Rings movies as a marathon. You know, and here I am, nearly 4 years later, still haven't done it. Gonna have to do that. But in any case, all those fireworks going off reminded me of July 4th. Still reminds me of July 4th. And how have I spent July 4th? I'm watching with Rachel All Gotti all the time on Arts and Entertainment. Oh my God. Listen, today is July 4th. There's a lot of things to give thanks for. Obviously not the pandemic. I'm not going to give thanks for that. And, but you know what? Oh, jeez. I'm almost going to give thanks. I give thanks that because of our revolution, because of the birth of this nation, we have the right to protest. I might not agree with the protests that are going on, or all that they're protesting for, but I agree with the right to protest. I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing that this country guarantees. When I was working, worked many a detail where we protected the rights of those whose words and thoughts and sometimes even our actions were totally against mine. But they had and still have that right. And I think it's one of the most blessed things that the country of the United States gives to its citizens, and even those that aren't their citizens, but to those that live or travel within our borders. And that's the right to a freedom of speech not infringed by the government, the right to protest. So, like I said, it was going to be a short one. That being said, we are in the midst of a pandemic. So, maintain your social distance 6 feet. Parts of this country are spiking. So, wear your mask, your face covering, wash your hands 20 seconds, soap and water, or scale gel. Use your common sense, okay? Use your common sense. On that note, folks, as always, be safe. You're enjoying the singing, right, Rach?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it on the other end, folks, but wow. And my windows are fucking closed. That's the amazing
part. That's the funny part.
Yes. It's like they're right here with me. Be safe. Be well. God bless. God bless the United States of America. But despite its faults, it's my humble opinion. And don't be offended if you live outside the U.S. The U.S. is still what other countries aspire to be. And even with the bad thing, I will, God willing, talk with you all tomorrow. Rach, you're really enjoying that singing.
I am.
I'm going to have to...
Well, I was trying to figure out, is it the Spanish ones, or is it the Pentecostals?
I think it's
the Spanish ones.
No, I think it's the Pentecostals at the other side. I don't know. You know what? It could be both, okay?
A blending of voices. A blending.
Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat. You know, we can have a whole thing going. All right, folks. Thank you so much for putting up with me today. All right. Laters.